Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics on your specification, how the level of development of a country is shaped by its location and global context. This topic sits right at the heart of human geography, and once you understand it, so much else clicks into place. So let's get started. First, let's set the scene. When geographers talk about development, we mean the process by which a country improves the economic, social, and political well-being of its people. But here's the key insight that examiners absolutely love. Development is not just about money, it's about health, education, freedom, and quality of life. That's why we use composite indicators like the Human Development Index, or HDI, which combines income, life expectancy, and years of schooling into a single score between 0 and 1. Now, your specification asks you to study a specific developing or emerging country. The most commonly chosen case study is Nigeria, and that's what we'll focus on today. But the principles apply wherever your teacher has taken you. So, where is Nigeria? Nigeria sits in West Africa, on the Gulf of Guinea. It's bordered by Benin to the west, Niger to the north, Chad to the northeast, and Cameroon to the east. Now, why does location matter? Well, Nigeria's coastal position on the Gulf of Guinea has historically made it a hub for trade, first in commodities, then, unfortunately, in the transatlantic slave trade, and later in oil exports. Its position within the African continent also means it sits at a crossroads of Saharan and sub-Saharan influences, which shapes its climate, agriculture, and even political tensions. Nigeria is classified as an emerging country, sometimes called a newly emerging economy, or NEE. It has the largest economy in Africa by GDP, with a gross domestic product of around $440 billion. Its HDI score is approximately 0.54, which places it in the medium human development category. Life expectancy is around 55 years, and the literacy rate is roughly 62%. These figures are really important. Write them down, because examiners credit specific data. Now, let's talk about the broader political, social, cultural, and environmental context of Nigeria, because this is exactly what the mock scheme rewards. Politically, Nigeria is a federal republic with 36 states. It gained independence from Britain in 1960, but its post-independence history has been turbulent, including military coups, civil war, and periods of democratic instability. This political instability has historically discouraged foreign investment and slowed development. Socially, Nigeria has over 200 million people, making it the most populous country in Africa. It has over 250 ethnic groups, with the three largest being the Hausa Fulani in the north, the Yoruba in the southwest, and the Igbo in the southeast. This ethnic and religious diversity, Nigeria is roughly split between a Muslim north and a Christian south, has at times led to tension and conflict, which affects development. Environmentally, Nigeria has a varied landscape: tropical rainforest in the south, savanna in the middle belt, and semi-arid Sahel in the far north. The south benefits from higher rainfall and fertile soils, supporting agriculture and dense population. The north faces drought, desertification, and food insecurity. So even within one country, the physical environment creates unequal starting points for development.
And this brings us to one of the most important concepts in this topic, uneven development, or what geographers call the core periphery model. The idea is simple, but powerful. In any country, some regions attract investment, skilled workers, and infrastructure. These become the core. Other regions are left behind. These are the periphery. In Nigeria, Lagos is the undisputed core. It's the commercial capital, home to around 15 million people, and contributes roughly 25% of Nigeria's entire GDP. It has international airports, a stock exchange, major banks, and is the headquarters of most multinational companies operating in Nigeria. The HDI for Lagos State is around 0.65, significantly higher than the national average. Meanwhile, states in the northeast, like Borno and Yobe, have HDI scores as low as 0.42. These regions face extreme poverty, high birth rates, low literacy, and since 2009, the devastating impact of the Boko Haram insurgency, which has displaced over 2 million people and destroyed schools, hospitals, and livelihoods. The Niger Delta in the southeast presents a fascinating and complex case. It sits on Nigeria's vast oil reserves. Oil accounts for about 90% of Nigeria's export earnings. Yet the communities living there are among the poorest in the country, suffering from oil spills, gas flaring, and environmental destruction. This is a brilliant example to use in the exam. Resource wealth does not automatically translate into local development. So why does development not happen at the same rate across all regions? Let's break this down, because this is the why that examiners are looking for. First, physical factors. Regions with better climate, fertile soil, and navigable rivers attract more agriculture and settlement. Lagos benefits from its coastal location and natural harbour. Northern Nigeria faces desertification and water scarcity, making farming harder and discouraging investment. Second, historical factors. Nigeria's colonial history under British rule shaped which regions received infrastructure investment. The British built railways and ports primarily to extract resources, connecting mining and agricultural areas to the coast. This legacy infrastructure still concentrates economic activity in certain areas today. Third, economic factors. Investment, both domestic and foreign, flows to where returns are highest. That means cities, coastal areas, and regions with existing infrastructure. This creates a self-reinforcing cycle. The core gets richer, attracting more investment, while the periphery falls further behind. Fourth, political factors. In Nigeria, federal government spending and resource allocation has historically favoured certain states and ethnic groups over others. Corruption. Nigeria ranks 150th out of 180 countries on the Corruption Perceptions Index, diverts public funds away from development projects in poorer regions.
Right, let's shift to exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. The most common mistake candidates make in this topic is being too vague. Saying Nigeria is developing because it has poor infrastructure will get you level one marks at best. What examiners want is specific, located evidence. So instead, say, the northeastern states of Borno and Yobe have HDI scores of 0.42, significantly below the national average of 0.54, partly due to the Boko Haram insurgency, which has displaced over 2 million people and destroyed educational infrastructure since 2009. Do you see the difference? Specific places, specific statistics, specific causes. That's what gets you into level 3 and level 4. When you see the command word explain, you need to give reasons, not just describe what you see. Use connective phrases like this is because, as a result, this leads to, which means that. These signal to the examiner that you're doing analysis, not just description. When you see assess or evaluate, you need to weigh up different factors and reach a judgment. Don't just list points. Decide which factor is most important and say why. And always, always use named examples. Geography examiners are specifically looking for named places, real statistics, and real case studies. Now, a quickfire recall quiz to test yourself. I'll ask the question, pause, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does HDI stand for, and what three things does it measure? Human Development Index. It measures income, life expectancy, and years of schooling. Question 2. What is Nigeria's approximate HDI score? Around 0.54, placing it in the medium human development category. Question 3. Name two reasons why northern Nigeria is less developed than southern Nigeria. Physical factors: drier climate, desertification, water scarcity. And historical factors: less colonial infrastructure investment, plus the ongoing Boko Haram conflict in the northeast. Question 4. What is the core periphery model? The idea that some regions, the core, attract investment and develop faster,
while other regions, the periphery, are left behind with less investment and slower development. And finally, a quick summary to take away with you. Nigeria is an emerging country in West Africa, with a GDP of around $440 billion and an HDI of 0.54. Its development is shaped by its coastal location, its colonial history, its oil wealth, and its political context. Development is deeply uneven. Lagos is the wealthy, fast-growing core, while northeastern states like Borno face extreme poverty, conflict, and low HDI scores. The reasons for this uneven development include physical geography, historical investment patterns, economic concentration, and political factors, including corruption. In the exam, always use specific named examples, real statistics, and explain the why behind the patterns you describe. You've got this. Keep revising, keep using those named examples, and good luck in your exam. See you next time.